This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to Jesus. Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let us make man, verse 26, in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything, over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. And we established that the word image means exact duplicate of a kind, and that the word likeness is let them function like us. Let's make man an exact duplicate of us and let them function like us, and let's give them our capacity so that they can do the things that we can do, and we also commit dominion into their hands. We also saw that, you know, the first thing after God created man, the first thing in Genesis 1, rather, God created man. In Genesis 2, God formed man. So which means the man that existed in God, God breathed it out into a clay. And we established that man is not, you know, a clay. Man came from God. And the first thing God said to man was, you are blessed. That was the first thing the human here heard when after creation. The very moment the man that God created opened up his eyes, the first thing the man heard was, you are blessed. And we saw that God gave man a mandate. And we saw the three mandates God gave to man. The mandate was, number one, a mandate of a new species called man. Let us make man in our own image. Number two was a mandate of God wanted man to have the God-like qualities. Number three, God gave man a mandate, let's commit dominion, which is dominion and authority, to the hands of this man. That is to say, man is to exercise dominion on the earth on the behalf of God, rule on the earth on the behalf of God. That is, man is to be the authorized dealer of God's power on the earth. Man is the authorized dealer of God's power on the earth. And we saw how the serpent came into the picture to try to deceive man. But I want to quickly go to where I left it, because I have so much grounds to cover with the very few minutes I have. So we established that. Now, we stopped at Genesis chapter 3, you know, verse 2 to 3, when we saw the first contact with man, the devil had with man, the first thing the devil was asking man was that, you know, what did God say? That was the first thing the devil was asking man. What did God say? Because the only thing that has kept you in this garden is what God has said. The only thing that has given you authority over this garden is what the Lord has said. And we now let's look at the response of Eve towards the question of the devil. Now, Eve said, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, and you will die. Now, the woman was not even conversant with what God had said. She was ignorant of the word of God. And the Bible makes it clear in Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus answered and said unto them, do you not therefore err? The reason you err is because you do not know the scriptures, neither the power of God. The reason why many believers are erring is because they do not know the scriptures, neither do they know the power of God. And we saw that was what happened to the woman in the garden. She erred because she was ignorant of the word of God. She was ignorant of what the Lord has said. The same scripture, Mark 12, 24, Message Translation, Jesus said, you are way off base. Here is why. One, you don't know your Bibles. Two, you don't know how God works. Many believers are off base. Many believers are way off base. And the reason is because they don't know their Bible. Secondly, they don't know how God works. I pray for you. May you know God for yourself in the name of Jesus. I say, may you know God for yourself in the name of Jesus. I say, may you know God for yourself in the name of Jesus. The psalmist writing in Psalm 82 verse 5, he said, they know not, neither will they understand, because they don't know. They are walking on in darkness, and as a result, all the foundations of the earth, they are out of course. So the woman was ignorant of the covenant. She was ignorant of what God has said. So she now became a victim of her ignorance. I pray for you. This year, 2026, you will not be a victim in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be a victim in the name of Jesus. What did God say to you? She started saying all kinds of things. What has God said? Can I ask you tonight, child of God, do you know what God has said about you? Do you know what God has said about your situation? Do you know what God is saying about your next level? Do you know what God is saying about your supernatural shift? Do you know what God is saying? Now, when you look at that story very well, when you now go to verse 4, you will now see that the serpent, now understanding that the woman didn't know what God has said, he decided to twist the word of God. He decided to twist the word of God. The serpent, noticing that the woman didn't know what God have said, decided to twist the word of God. He looked at the woman and said to the woman, because he discovered that the woman doesn't know what God have said. Now the serpent now said to the woman, "You will not certainly die." The serpent said to the woman, "You will not certainly die." God never said anything about death when he was speaking to them. He said, "You will not certainly die." So by implication, the serpent was telling the woman that God is a liar. The serpent was telling the woman that God is a liar. Listen, friends, if there is a place of conflict in the adventure of life, it is in the place of the word of God. If there is anything the devil is fighting in your life, it is to get the word from you. And when he gets the word out of you, he knows that he can reduce you to nothing. If there is anything the devil is fighting, is to get you out of the word of God, to get the word out of you, because the only thing that makes you a force on this planet earth is the amount of the word of God that you have on the inside of you. Or should I put it this way? It is amount of the word content on your inside. That is why, friends, if the devil can't get the word out of you, everything he's saying to you is rubbish. If the devil can't get the word out of you, there is nothing he throws against you that can ever succeed. He may come against you in one way. One thing is guaranteed. He will flee in several ways. And I declare over you, by the power of God's word, 2026, overcome in the name of Jesus. I say overcome in the name of Jesus. When the storm come against you, overcome in the name of Jesus. When battles arise against you, overcome in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God, and he prevailed. I announce, by the power of God's word, 2026, you will prevail in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like thunder. I say, you shall prevail in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I prevail in 2026. If you believe that, say amen. Give Jesus your praise tonight. So the devil said to the woman, the Bible said, let's continue reading from verse 5 now. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God. Follow those statements carefully. Knowing good and evil. Now look at the temptation here. Number one, the devil said to the woman, your eyes will be open. Listen, Eve didn't need her eyes to be open. Eve didn't need her eyes to be open to the natural. Why? Her eyes was already open in the right realm, which is the realms of the spirit. So what the serpent called eyes opening was actually eyes closed. Because she didn't need her eyes to be open in the natural realm. She was already spiritually awake. But what the devil wanted to do was to close her spiritual eyes and open her natural eyes. How do I know that? That is, her natural eyes was closed and her spiritual eyes was open. The Bible said they were naked and they were not ashamed. They were naked in the natural and they were not even aware of it. Child of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which we see with our natural eyes, they are temporal. That is why the enemy always wants you to see with your natural eyes. He doesn't want you to see with the eyes of the spirit, because the things which are not seen, they are what? They are eternal. Their eyes were open to the supernatural, where things and everything originated from. Now the serpent wanted to close their eyes to the supernatural, steal their spiritual sight, and give them an inferior sight, which is natural sight. Child of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. I pray for you. 2026, your natural eyes will be closed in the name of Jesus. You will only see what God wants you to see in the name of Jesus. You will not see the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You will not see what the devil wants you to see in the name of Jesus. Let your eyes open to see what God is doing in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So the devil knows that when your natural eyes are open, your spiritual eyes will be blinded. Because when your natural eyes are open, you cannot walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Put that scripture on the screen. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and we do not walk by sight. Number two temptation. The serpent said, you shall be as gods. Eve didn't need to be like God. She was already like God. Remember Genesis 1:26. She was made in the image of God. She didn't need to be like God again. God had already made her in his image, in his likeness. So she didn't need to be what she already was. Many are trying to be what they already are. She didn't need to be. She didn't need to be. And many of us, we are trying to be what we are already. Why? Because we are ignorant of who we are and what we are. We are ignorant of who we are and what we are. So we are making efforts to be what God has already made us to be. I prophesy over you, as your amen will thunder tonight, wherever the devil has cheated you, wherever the devil have stolen from you, I announce, recover all in the name of Jesus. In these 21 days, recover all in the name of Jesus. I say, recover all in the name of Jesus. Can I get a rugged amen? Hey! The devil is a liar. And I don't care what he has operated around you with. I stand here in a place of authority. I decree and I declare, in this season of supernatural shift, you will recover all in the name of Jesus. You will put the devil where he belongs in the name of Jesus. Number three temptation. Satan said to Eve, you will know good and evil. Child of God, they didn't need to know evil. They already know good. Why should they be looking for evil? These were the three things that got the attention of this woman who was a victim of ignorance. She didn't need to know evil. She already knew good. Why? God is a good God. In him there is no evil at all. So she didn't need to know evil. She didn't need to know anything called evil. And all of a sudden, Eve wanted her eyes to be open. Eve wanted her eyes to be open. The devil sold the lie to her that when you eat, your eyes will be open. She wanted her eyes to be open. Open to what? Open to the sicknesses that are on the earth. Open to what? Open to the afflictions of the earth. Open to what? Open to the battles and the challenges and the torments and all of the wickedness that are on the earth. But God closed their eyes in the natural so that they can see in the spirit where everything originated from. Hallelujah. When the devil said to her, you will be like God, it wasn't actually be like God. It was Satan seducing her to lose the image of God she already carries. It was an exchange. Why? Because Satan is a thief. The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is a thief. He came and he stole from Eve that which God has already put on her inside. And Eve began to sell off cheaply. Why? Because she didn't know what she had. She didn't realize the investment of the Almighty God on her inside. She didn't realize that she was a ruler in charge. She had the right to tell the devil, the serpent, shut up and get out. She had that right. She was the legal authority in the land. She was the legal authority in the garden. The serpent was not. She was the legal authority. She was the authorized dealer. So she could have told the devil, the serpent, get out, shut up and get out. And that is what you see in our time. Believers who don't know that they are the authorized dealer of heaven's power. So she allowed the serpent cast the spell of spiritual blindness on her. She allowed the serpent to influence her. The Bible speaking in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. This light is the image of God. Should shine unto them. I declare 20. 2026, the light will shine in your path in the name of Jesus. I say, let light shine in your path in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. Every form of blindness towards the things that are yours, I cancel it by fire in the name of Jesus. Every form of blindness towards the things that God has given you, I cancel it by fire in the name of Jesus. And after she allowed the serpent to persuade her, she took and ate. And immediately her natural eyes opened. And for the first time, she saw she was naked in the natural. Now, every glory that covered her, every honor that was put on her was taken away. And the next thing, they went into hiding. For the first time, these people were hiding from God. Child of God, we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, they lost faith. Guess what they acquired? Sight. Because every time faith is not available, sight will be available. Every time you lose faith, sight will come. They lost faith. Guess what happened? Sight. They acquired sight. They acquired sight immediately. The very moment they lost faith, they acquired sight. For the first time, these people were hiding. They were hiding. And God said to them that in the day you eat, you shall surely die. The word die there meant separation. God wasn't talking about, for them to sleep and not wake up. You will be separated from me. And because Adam didn't understand the word die, because they had not also seen anybody die before, they didn't know what die meant. They didn't realize that when you die, you are separated from the life of God. And once you are disconnected, you begin to lose color. Many believers are dead. Even though they are walking, they are dead because they've been separated from the life of God. So the devil got them to that place where they were disconnected from God. They were disconnected from God. And since they have been disconnected from God, or they disconnected themselves from God, they had no more license, to stay in the garden. Then God kicked them out of the garden and they went to the wilderness to create their own destiny. Every time you separate from God, you go and create your own destiny. Every time man separates himself from God, he creates his own destiny. So man moved out of God's program to go design his own program. And that is what we're seeing today. Many move out of God's program to go design their own program. I pray for you. 2026, you will not design your own program in the name of Jesus. You will stay in the program of God for your life in the name of Jesus. Now, when you study further, do you realize, friends, that the moment man left the garden to create his own destiny, the first thing man created was murder. That was the first thing man created. Cain murdered Abel. The first creation of, and we have seen it till today. Murder everywhere. Murder has been licensed to the point where we even have people who are paid contract killers. They are called contract killers. In South Africa, we call them Nkabi. Overseas, they are contract killers, they are assassins. We have to the point where we have men and women who are paid money to go take life they didn't create. And you expect such a person to have peace. They can never have peace. Oh, it's not possible. You don't take life you didn't give. That was the first thing man did. Man created murder. The first thing man did was to create murder. Cain killed Abel. The moment the lordship over their lives changed, God moved out. Satan moved in. And when Satan moved in, the attributes of Satan began to manifest. What was it? Death, wickedness began to manifest. It was so bad that God had to delete the world. He created another one. The same thing continued, and it has continued till today. Wars everywhere. Rumors of wars everywhere. Diseases everywhere. In 2020, we all were locked down for so many months, of close to a year, 2 years, because man manufactured a disease. It has been like that. Because when man left the program of God and man started creating all kinds of things. When God moved out, Satan moved in, the attributes of Satan began to manifest. It began to manifest. It was so bad, God started deleting the word, created not deleted. Now, there are only two perfect chapters in the Bible. I've said this to you so many times. And those chapters are Genesis 1, Genesis 2. From Genesis 3, man fell. From that moment to Revelation 22, even up until now, it is God's attempt to bring man back to Genesis 1 and 2, which is the original intention for mankind. The place where, the place where there was perfection in the whole Bible was Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. From chapter 3, every scripture, every prophet, every pastor, including Jesus, all the effort was to bring man back to the place of dominion. All the things we do, the 21 days prayer and fasting, everything we do, we teach you, we minister to you, everything, Jesus came, worked miracle, everything is to bring man back, to return man back to the original plan of God. Everything, the Bible, everything is to bring man back. I stand here today, I pray for you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in this year of supernatural shift, recover your place of dominion in the name of Jesus. I say you recover your place of dominion in the name of Jesus. Thunder that amen like a believer. Amen. So I said all of what I've said to get to the place, to get you to this place of dominion where man lost. Let's go quickly. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. I said everything I said to bring you to this place. Romans 5, 17. He said, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, talking about Adam, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. Who is that one person? Jesus Christ. Romans 5, 17. Now, the word reign there means rule. The word reign there means ruled. So, by the offense of one man, death ruled. Death here is not talking about you closing your eyes and you don't wake up. No. Death here is speaking about the death cycle. The death cycle. Follow me carefully with the 8 minutes I have left. Follow me. The death cycle when by the sin, the offense of one man, death, the death cycle ruled. God said to Adam, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Adam ate it and death came. The word death there does not mean, as I said earlier, you close your eyes, you fall down and the body, you know. That's not what it means. Because you can have seen people who are walking, but they are dead. When a person's life is full of all kinds of negativity, that person is dead. When they touch business, it collapses. They marry, it collapses. They go to school, they fall apart. Anything they touch is falling apart. That person is already dead. Why? Because they are under the bondage of the death cycle. Hallelujah. That is, everything that person does, it doesn't work. It simply means the death cycle is in operation. And listen, friends, where there is death, there is sickness. Where there is the death cycle, there is poverty. Where there is the death cycle, there is stagnation. Where there is the death cycle, there is frustration. Where there is the death cycle, there is disappointment. Where there is the death cycle, there is failure. Where there is the death cycle, there is heartbreak. It is a cycle. It is called the death cycle. By one man offense, the death cycle was activated. By one man's offense, the death cycle was activated. And the Bible said, by the offense of that man, death cycle ruled over mankind. Now, through the obedience of another man, the life cycle came into play. The life cycle is the Zoe of God. The life of God. Where the Zoe of God. The life cycle came into play by the obedience of Jesus Christ. The life cycle came into play. That is why, child of God, when you get born again, you have moved from the death cycle. You are now in the life cycle. And in the life cycle, it is peace, it is joy, it is favor.
favor, it is increase, it is abundance, prosperity. When battles come against you, you overcome. When storms come against you, you overcome. Today you are rising, tomorrow you are still rising, tomorrow you are still rising. The fire arrows against you, it cannot touch you. The fashion weapon against you, it cannot touch you. They gang up against you, they cannot touch you. Why? You are in the life cycle. In the life cycle, it is peace, it is victory, it is testimony. In the death cycle, it's failure, it's shame. And by born again, you translated from the death cycle, you are now in the life cycle. And anytime I see a born again Christian and I see the attributes of the death cycle, it simply means one thing: they are ignorant of the life cycle that they belong to. It's not because the devil is powerful, it is ignorance. When a believer is ignorant, he continues, she continues to tolerate, to accommodate what God has set him free from. If therefore the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Please give Jesus praise tonight. Hey! Thunder, I am in the life cycle. I am in the life cycle. Therefore, the attributes of the death cycle is not permitted around my life. Give Jesus your praise. By one man's offense, you and I have moved to the life cycle. By one man's offense, the death cycle goes with death, sickness, poverty, shame, stagnation, failure, embarrassment. They are all a cycle. They are all a cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, you are either in the death cycle or you are in the life cycle. You can't have some life today and some death tomorrow. It is either absolute life or absolute death. And the reason why some believers today they have some life, another day they have some death, another day they have some life. January to March, life. April to June, death. They are just fluctuating. It's because of ignorance. They know not, neither will they understand. And because they are ignorant, they are walking in darkness. The foundations are all out of course. That's why they are walking. That's why they are walking in darkness. That's why they're walking. They're not walking in darkness because God has not delivered them out of darkness. They're walking in darkness because they don't know. I pray for you. You shall know in the name of Jesus. I say you shall know in the name of Jesus. That was why when you look at Mark 12 verse 24, where we read, put the Message translation back. He said, Jesus said, you are way off base. Many believers are off base. He said, you are way off base. And then I said, here is why. Many are off base. When a believer is off base, he or she is looking for prophecy. When you are off base, you know why believers are following after, you know, marabouts, following after soothsayers, following after palm readers, following after, you know, stars. I am Capricorn. I am Polokwane, I am Opani, I'm all kinds of rubbish. It's because they are off base. When you are off base, you become zodiac sign chaser. They are off base. A whole you, image of God. Look at yourself very well. My friend, look at yourself now. Look now. Look at yourself now. Thunder, a whole me. Abba, a whole you. Image of God, likeness of God, following after Capricorn. Behold you. I'm Libra. I'm Sagittarius. I'm Duduterius. What rubbish. Behold you. You. Full of God. Holy Ghost carrier. Tongue talking. Fire carrier. Your days of being oppressed are over in the name of Jesus. I announce over you, let the real you manifest in the name of Jesus. 2026, experience a supernatural shift in the name of Jesus. Let your amen scatter the gates of hell. Hey! He said, here is why you're off base. Here is why. Number one, you don't know your Bibles. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Search it. Number two, you don't know how God works. So that's why you're off base. How you know moro sete? He said you're off base because you don't know. How you know moro sete? Friends, God wants you and I to know. God wants you and I to know. So where there is a death cycle, the reason why a believer is born again and they are still seeing the manifestation and the attributes of the death cycle is because they don't know. When you don't know, you suffer what you shouldn't be suffering. The witch that will scratch me has not been born. And I'm serious. That witch has not been born. Where will you come from? When the witch imagines it alone, it will cry. Scratch me. That I'm sleeping. One witch wakes up and says, today, Joseph is who I'm looking for. Ah, it means that the witch has bought a casket. Why? I know who I am. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. If any man therefore be in Christ, he is a new creature. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide. My friend, you are abiding, and no devil can remove you in the name of Jesus. I say you are abiding, no devil can remove you in the name of Jesus. You are abiding, no one can remove you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your refuge in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your strong tower in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your bridge over many waters in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet and let's go home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the reason you see the death cycle, a believer born again, you see the attributes of the death cycle is because they don't know. Ignorance. And Jesus paints a picture for us. He said, the reason you are off base is because, number one, you don't know your Bibles. Number two, you don't know how God works. Lift your voice. Ask that the light of God will shine in your heart. Ask that the light of God will shine in your heart.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com. as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.